The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Time to talk technology with our tech expert, Trevor Long from EFTM. Trevor, good morning to you. I know that you are a huge Elon Musk fan. I think the guy's incredible. I just don't think he should talk. I think he needs a media spokesperson. That's only my opinion. However,
I was just going to say, I'm a fan of his intelligence, but he's basically a Fruit Loop. I mean, the way he talks is, it's like listening to his thoughts, which is fantastic because you don't get that from many CEOs and real business leaders. So he does speak from his pure thoughts, which is amazing, but they also are rambling at many times.
They are indeed. But I want to ask you this. Is this fake news or is this something else? I was reading yesterday that Elon Musk, he reckons he has a monkey that's had a brain implant and that this monkey can play video games with his mind. Your thoughts?
I worry that that it's true, and I think it is. So Elon Musk, and we talked about this sometime last year, he announced a project that had been underway for some time, a thing called Neuralink, which is this little implant. And I, at the time, I kind of called it kind of like a cochlear implant. You know, the cochlear implant is on your brain. It allows you to hear, and the hearing is kind of the goes into your brain using this amazing bit of technology. The Neuralink, the idea is that it can, you know, learn your thoughts, help, you know, manage what you're wanting to do and how you do it. And apparently this monkey has been implanted with this Neuralink and they're able to determine whether it's fruitfully playing games, computer games with its mind. I mean, we haven't seen it demonstrated on video, so I'm always skeptical until you do. I'm not sure whether if I was sat in front of two monkeys, one with a Neuralink implant and one without, whether I could tell whether one had it or not, because I've seen a lot of monkeys doing very human-like things, you know, from scrolling through Instagram to, you know, playing with a controller. So,
And some of them are doing reasonably well hosting radio programs, I've noticed.
Well, listen, I don't want to go into territory that's had others before the Australian Communications and Media Authority. So you can say what you like, Luke, but there are some amazing broadcasters across Australia.
I wonder how many of them have an Elon Musk brain chip inside them. So
a few of them need it, though, don't they?
Oh, don't they? Don't they? So anyway, Elon Musk.
Some of those people you wouldn't want to read their thoughts. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, no, because it's very dangerous that some of them speak them. But anyway, Elon Musk, folks, he reckons he's got a monkey that has had a brain implant and that it can play video games just with its mind. Is this the future or is it fake news, Trev?
Oh, I think it's the future of some medical advances. I mean, you know, to put it in real serious terms, you know, in 10 years, he would say 5 or 2, but he's crazy with the kind of way he puts things out there in the short term. But in 10 years, this kind of implant could be, I don't want to say the solution to, but it could be part of the treatment for Alzheimer's or dementia. It may help restore parts of the brain that are degraded. So we don't know, and we should be encouraging this kind of research, as some people might not agree with the way the research is done on monkeys, but, you know, someone's brain has to be used to test this. So any research that's being done, because brain injuries are a terrible thing when they happen without any you know, predetermined cause, you know, through car accidents, let alone the injuries that occur over just the lifespan of a human being. So it could be amazing advances.
He also says that he wants to land humans on Mars in 5.5 years.
I hope it's him, because there would be much more delay in listening to him speak. No, he desperately wants humans on Mars. He wants his legacy not to be the Tesla electric car, not to be the monkey with the chip. He wants his legacy to be he took man to the moon. You know, you think about the man to the moon concept, and, you know, yes, we know it was Neil Armstrong, but which president sat there and said, we will put man on the moon? That's who...
JFK.
That's who we think of, JFK, when we think of that race to the moon. I think Elon Musk wants to be that man for Mars.
Yeah. Okay.
And good on him for it. I've said this many, many, many times. The man is a genius. He will probably look back on in decades ahead as, you know, Einstein-style levels of intelligence. And you can't put that past him. He has great ideas and he pushes them. He doesn't sit on his hands.
All right, just one more thing connected with aviation. I know Richard Branson is talking about this. How long until we can get on an aeroplane, go up into space and then come down and land in London and go from Australia to London in 1 hour?
I'll put it to you this way. If Elon Musk's plan is to be in Mars in 5.5 years, then we'll be doing what you just suggested in 2.5, because that's part of his plan, is to have rockets that go essentially as transporters, and that's how he will fund his Mars missions.
Wow. All right, there you go. Guess quickly, I have Stan. I subscribe to Stan, which is the Channel 9 streaming service. They're talking about getting some sport, which I'd be very interested in, including the rugby, Wimbledon, the French Open. Stan's going to provide all this? Is it going to be extra, or will I already get it?
They've announced it will be extra. It's $10 a month on top of whatever you've already got. So you pay $10 and you can sign up now for a pre-activation of a 30-day trial. So when you open the app, you'll see a sport logo at the top. Click it, sign up to the trial, and when the rugby's on, see what it looks like. This is not appealing to everyone with being rugby and tennis, but trust me, this year is their foundation year to test that they can do it, because when the NRL or AFL rights come up again, it ain't going to be just Foxtel bidding for the subscription TV. It's going to be Stan. This is going to be huge for sports rights in Australia.
There you go. All right, that's the latest. Good on you, Trevor. Thank you for that. EFTM, everything for the man. Trevor Long, have a great day today.
I will, mate. You too.